It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 21st.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is flamen, spelled F-L-E-H-M-E-N. Flamen is a noun that is a mammalian behavior, as of horses or cats, in which the animal inhales with the mouth open and upper lip curled, and this is done to expose the nose to a scent. Here's the word used in a sentence from the McCluskey, North Dakota Gazette. Flamen, sometimes also called the flamen response or the flamen reaction, is actually a way of smelling or scenting the air. It's not peculiar to horses. Other ungulates exhibit the response, as well as cats, elephants, and bats. The word flamen comes from German, in which it applies to animals and means to curl the upper lip. The German source of the English word is a verb, and it's used infrequently as such, as in the horse flamened. More often, the English verb form is a gerund, as in the horse's flamening. The word flamen is sometimes capitalized in English because German nouns are capitalized. However, the English word tends to be lowercase. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.